p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. And we've talked about it. This will be in a series package, so you can get the series and go through it. It's very revelatory. But God showed me, Pastor and I were in Cleveland, and I think I shared it with you first when we got up in the pulpit. I said, Lord showed me. I shared it with you. The Lord showed me or spoke to me and said, I'm opening a portal. But the portal is the size of the eye of a needle. And we talked a little bit about what the eye of a needle was. And when Jesus mentioned that in the Synoptic Gospels, he was speaking of something impossible. It was impossible for a camel, and literally this was a Jewish or Hebraic saying or proverb where they talked about the eye of a needle. In other words, that which is impossible. He said it's easier for a rich man to go through the eye of a needle. A camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven. And Peter and the guys got shook up. They said, well, who can be saved? And he said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Someone say, all things are possible. I want to declare to you today, no matter what or how impossible something may look to you or feel to you, with God, it's possible. And now, I said that to say this. The portal will cause you to be confronted with an impossibility. Ask somebody, do you look like a grasshopper? That's what the children of Israel look like in the face of their impossibility. But the reality was that God gave to them a promise. Amen? And that promise is what keeps us. That promise is the anchor. And so when you pass through the portal, there are things, we looked at the other side of it, when there's an entry into a fortified city. There's a small entry that's near the gate called the Eye of the Needle. It wasn't the gate. When a caravan carrying goods, products, silk, gold or silver, when they arrived at a time where the gate was closed, they had to bring their wares, their camels, through the eye of the needle. In other words, only one could fit through there at a time, so that there was no robbers or army that could invade the city. You know, if they tried to get through the eye of the needle, they'd pick them off one at a time, because they had to come in one at a time. Remember 300, the 300, where they got into a certain place where the mouth, they were fighting the Persians, which were over 100,000, and they had 300. But because of their location, they were at an advantage because only a certain amount could attack them at one time. Well, the eye of the needle, only one could get through there, and you had to take everything the camel was carrying and take it off. And it had to get on its knees, and you had to pull it through the eye. In other words, it was difficult to get it through there. But the key was that you had to take everything off. The rich man could not enter because of his riches, what he was carrying. his possession. So there's a season of release. God is doing something, but in order to enter the portal, it's only the size of the eye of a needle. And so there are things that you have to discard. Maybe it's something you have to forget, someone you have to forgive, something you have to let go of, some bitterness you've been carrying, resentment, whatever it is, release it so that you can make it through to the other side into that realm I call possibility, where everything is possible. Come on, with God, all things are possible. Look at somebody, tell them, ask God largely, and he will answer you largely. The enemy likes to play mind games, which I call it hocus pocus. Remember that message, hocus pocus? Now focus. Stop looking at all that other stuff and focus on what God said. Get rid of all the fluff and focus on what God says, because what he promised, he is going to do it. I declare it to you, what God has promised you, it will come to pass. He has an appointed time. The vision, it will not tarry. Amen. It's not dragging. It's not coming too late. At its appointed time, it will speak. It will not fail. It will not disappoint you. Amen? Amen? This we know. Praise God. We've been looking at the season of release and how it's such a comforting and encouraging revelation that it's time to be released. And I gave you some definitions. I'll give you another definition of that word release so we can just begin to build off of that. But we're going to talk about today what I've entitled, this is part two of it because we did a little bit of it in the first service, but our terms of the lease. Every lease, and some of you that may be leasing something right now, or whether it be an automobile, an apartment, a boat, whatever it is, equipment, when you sign that lease, there were terms, right? You know, it's like when you rent a vehicle, you know, when you rent a car, you can't bring it back all dented up. You sign the lease, you go bring it back, and a lot of times, unless you sign where, you know, they put the gas in it, you got to bring it back filled up. If it was filled up when you left, you signed it, you bring it back filled up, or else they're going to take it out your credit card. There are terms to a lease, all right? So where we want to start, God, when he created the earth and he created mankind, he said about the man, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion of the earth. Now, we know that the earth is the Lord's. Amen? He's given it to us, but it belongs to him. And the fullness thereof. All the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to God. The earth is his. The earth is not the devil's. He's not an owner. He's a squatter. He's here illegally. He's not here. He has no authority. Listen, when you're somewhere illegal, you have no authority. You have no right to vote. You have no right to do this. You have no right. You have no rights. The enemy is here illegally. In other words, he has no authority here. Man has authority. Mankind has authority in the earth. But because of his choices, people ask, why? Well, if there's a God, why would he cause all this suffering? God's not the one causing the suffering. It's the choices that mankind has made. Timothy says that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be. Who's bringing these perilous times in? Men. Not the devil. The devil is using man to bring them in, but he couldn't get in here if it wasn't for man. through one man's disobedience, sin entered in. But through one man's obedience, righteousness came back. So there's a tug of war, but I'm here to tell you that we're in a season of release. The word release means to allow a person or an animal to leave a jail, cage, prison, etc., etc. To set someone free, to stop holding, to set free from restraint, confinement, or servitude, to let go. I'm reminded of a quick story. Most of y'all have heard me say it hundreds of times. I'm going to tell it for the 101st time. There's a man that fell over the side of a hill, and he was holding on to a branch. It was a long way down to fall. And he said, "Is anybody up there can help me?" And he heard a voice came from heaven and said, "Let go." And like many of us, he thought about it. But he said, "Isn't anybody else up there can help me?" See, in order for some of us to experience this release, we're going to have to let go. Amen. You're going to have to let go and let God. You have to let go and trust God. What God has been working toward in your life right now is to bring you into a place of trusting Him. All things right now are working together for the good. To them that love God, no matter if it looks like a difficult or impossible situation, God is working it for your good. So it means to set free from restraint, confinement, or servitude, to let go, to relieve from something that confines, burdens, or oppresses. Somebody say, release. The prefix is re. That means you're doing something again. Re. You're doing it over. Re. You know, when before the Holy Spirit came, Jesus did something very interesting. He breathed on the disciples. He said, "Receive the Holy Ghost." The Holy Ghost hadn't come into the earth, but He was putting something on His disciples. Receive a position you lost. Take back again a stature you had in the beginning. You know, that was a war fought. The authority of earth was lost in a garden, in a pristine environment. Everything was perfect, but man, his throne was abdicated by the enemy. He took it, he stole it. But we see Jesus warring in a garden. Amen. Come on, see, this thing is going all the way back to origins. Adam and Eve lost it in the garden. Adam lost it. The second Adam warred in the garden. The first Adam rescinded from being a spirit-led person to becoming soulish. The second Adam warred. He said, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful and heavy, even unto death." But he warred in his soul until his spirit took his proper place again.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.